Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills residents. My name is Terry Kuhn, and I am proudly running for our HOA board. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. The furthest thing from my mind when I decided to run as a candidate was having to speak to and address petty, unfounded, and untrue innuendo and rumors spread about myself and other candidates. But, unfortunately, here I am. I have personally heard from several residents in our community, along with people who know me and support me, that they have been hearing the following falsehood, rumor, and variations thereof. It goes like this. Should I be elected, I intend to resign from the board to appoint Kim Fuller as my replacement. Nothing could be further from the truth. My sole purpose in running for the board was and is to help improve and serve our community, and I intend to do so, if elected, for my entire two-year term in office. According to our bylaws, anyone who resigns from the board no longer has a vote or a say in their replacement. It is totally up to the remaining board members to fill the vacancy with a majority vote. I am now, always have been, and always will be my own person, and I would never be in anybody's pocket. In my opinion, one should vote for the candidate who will represent the community's best interest. My allegiance is to all the residents of this community and no one person. Now, here are my views on some of the issues confronting us. A change to the bylaws to allow the HOA to enter a five-year contract for food and beverage is unneeded and unnecessary. Current bylaws already provide for such a mechanism. All the board has to do is ask for a vote of the membership. A great example is that of the Frontier Internet contract for a period of 5 years. A contract was negotiated. Residents were provided with information of what we would pay and in return what we would get as a result. It was all spelled out, explained, and detailed, and residents voted to pass the contract for a period of 5 years. It was very easily done, and residents knew exactly what we were going to get. Allowing the board to enter a five-year contract would mean residents would not have input into the five-year contract, terms, and who might operate shadows. Only three board members would decide on how and who the shadows restaurant for thousands of our, who would decide who's going to run the restaurant for thousands of our residents. Usually, board members, as with this board, have little to no experience with managing such facilities. Decisions they make most likely would be problematic. The Shadows Restaurant has come under fire as a money loser that just has to go. However, let's consider, why was the Shadow here at all? Why was it built? It's the same answer for all the amenities in the complex. All our amenities were built for the convenience and benefit of the dues-paying residents. The sole priority of these amenities should be us. If you change the priority, you will ultimately change the dynamics of the operations, and that will lead to increased costs, reduction in services, and a reduction in resident benefits. Shadows is already closed on Mondays and operates with reduced hours on other days of the week. Troon is a professional food and golf management company with over 600 similar facilities specializing in our type of operations. They know how it works, what it will cost, and why. When other candidates state that we need a five-year contract to get a better, stronger business model so that we can get the best management, they have not shown one example of that model and by what company that specializes in that type of operation. Troon knows exactly how and why the Shadows will financially operate, but current board and other candidates have not provided one example of a stronger, better management model by any other company, nor have they provided an example of a for-profit restaurant operating within an HOA complex without a subsidy. Imagine if we did that with golf, tennis, pools, pickleball, bocce ball, and the fitness centers. Residents would take a second citizen status, while the public would be served first in our community. The restaurant is no different than any other amenity. It was built for the convenience and benefit of residents. It was not built as a separate profit center, the same as none of the amenities were built as a profit-making business. The HOA is a nonprofit for the convenience and benefit of our residents. Last year's subsidy to Troon for operation of Shadows was 32% more than the board has budgeted now. The current board has set Shadows up to fail. With 32% less subsidy, Shadows has had to raise prices, cut back staff, and reduce overall hours of operation. Troon offered to accept a 20% reduction in the subsidy and still maintain the level of service we have all come to expect and enjoy. But that wasn't enough. This board gutted the Shadows budget with a 32% reduction in funding, even though Troon told them it would mean cutting services to residents, thus causing residents to lose out on one of our most used amenities, and they were able to do this without any input from residents. Another candidate refers to the Shadows subsidy as a loss. The Shadows is not a for-profit business. It is an amenity to this complex that we pay to enjoy at our convenience. Over the past 5 years, food and beverage subsidies have cost this community the least. By making Troon look unsuccessful, it's easy for this board to convince residents we need a change. The HOA has also acquired approximately 5 acres of property off Madison Street, northwest of Phase 3. The board has had an ad hoc committee consisting of well-qualified residents studying the possibilities for use. Once the zoning needs are addressed and the committee has several tangible plans, I think through a series of town hall meetings similar to those held to enlighten residents with the Frontier contract should be held to explain how the various land uses would benefit our community, thus allowing for greater community input as to the best use of the property. The transfer of funds to an unspecified capital account is not a responsible way to manage our budget. Any money left over at the end of the budget cycle needs to go to only a few places, into the reserve fund, into the operating expense for the next year, reducing dues, or back to whom it belongs, the residents. It's our money. When elected, I will serve my full 2-year term representing all members of our community and doing my best to ask for your involvement and input in order to gather consensus. I am in the community directory. Please call or email me if you would like to host one of my campaign signs in your yard or if you want to know more about where I stand on the issues. Thank you for your support.